各位弟兄姊妹，早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
大家都喜欢听故事，是不是
？So I bet everyone likes a good story.
我小的时候很喜欢听故事。
When I was younger, I loved to listen to stories.
我现在还记得我们中国过年的时候，我家发生的事情。
And I still remember during the Chinese New Year what happened in my family.
那我父母有一个习惯。
My parents, they have a tradition.
就是说，每年到过年的时候。家里做上最好吃的菜。
And whenever New Year comes, Chinese New Year comes around, they would cook the best dishes.
然后准备上比较好的酒。
They would prepare some good wine.
请过去一年当中给我们家有很重要的帮助的人来家里吃。
And they would invite all the close friends over and have a feast.
我母亲的话叫请他。
And my mother would say to invite.
这是人的做法。
This is how men do things.
这是人感恩的时候怎么做的。
This is how we give thanks.
但是到了加拿大以后，我好像那种习惯我没有继承下来。
But after coming to Canada, I forgot this tradition.
但是我学到一个新的。
But I learned a new way.
就在我过去实习的宣道会的教会里。
And I learned that through my practice in the old church.
有一位弟兄。
There was a brother.
他原来是我现在是称他弟兄了。
Now I call him a brother.
他可是那会儿还不是弟兄呢。
But back then he was not one.
有一件事呢，很不幸的是他的太太得了癌症。
A very unfortunate event happened. His wife got cancer.
然后举目无亲。
And they had no siblings, no relatives here.
有的人过去可能跟他不错的人也可能远离了，因为觉得是负担。
And a lot of people who had good relations with the couple departed because they feel it was a burden.
但是神的仆人，神的子民们不嫌弃他。
But God's servants, they did not run away.
牧师、师母家访他们。
And pastor and his wife, they visited them.
弟兄姊妹们轮流去照看他们。
And brothers and sisters took turns to take care of them.
最后，他的太太虽然过世了。
And even though his wife passed away,
他是他的先生和他的女儿都得救了。
But the husband and their daughter both got saved.
他们没有给牧师送礼。
They did not give a gift to the pastor.
也没有真的当时的时候给教会什么。
And they did not give anything to the church.
他们信主了。
But they believed in Christ.
他们到教会里很甘心乐意的服侍。
And they serve willingly in the church.
那么今天讲的故事就是关于这个使徒约翰彼得和约翰和一个茄子的故事。
And today is a story of Christ.
大家不要今天因为我说茄子是歧视的哈。
And don't think that I call the name of the.
今天是正道会用这个词。
It's a discrimination, but it's a word that.
To describe
this condition.
那么一个故事发生的时候，它有都有时间、地点和人物。
So when a story happens, there's always a time, a place, and who is involved.
我们先看看第一个，就是《使徒行传》第三章的第一到五节，它是茄子的求告。
So in the first five verses of Acts 3, it was the request of the lame.
你看看第一节经文。
And if we take a look at the first verse,
大家一起读一遍再好不好？使徒行传三章一节，一二三。
One day, Peter and John
祷告的时候，彼得、约翰上殿上去了。他们刚开始的时候就给我们有个交代，他说：“伸出祷告的时候。”
So it tells us the time and the place.
那么什么叫伸出啊
？Or the time? And what time is it?
那么伸出，因为以色列人虔诚的以色列人哈、啊，当就是神的们神的子民哈、啊，他们一天要祷告三次。
At that time, many of the Hebrews they pray three times per day.
它叫第三时、第六时和第九时。
The third hour, the sixth hours, and the ninth hour.
那这三个时间正好对上了我们上午的九点、中午和下午的三点。
Oh, and these three description of times, they represent 9, 12, and 3.
那么这个伸出就是下午三点的时候。
And this time that is described here is 3 in the afternoon.
那么这深处还有特殊的意义。
And it has a special meaning this time.
它是乃是主在十字架上断气之时。
It's a time when Jesus took the last breath on the cross.
他们告诉我们深处祷告的时候。
And it tells us here that at 3 in the afternoon,
当我们看到这个祷告的时候，我们想到了什么？
At the time of prayer, and what does this lead us to think?
那么祷告，我们不仅是这个在自己私下祷告。
Not only do we pray privately,
而且我们可以去上殿去祷告。
We also can pray in the temple.
那么就像我们现在，我们不仅在自己家里祷告，随时随地，而且我们需要在神的殿里祷告，教会里。
Not only can we pray in our private homes, we can also come to the church to pray just like in today's time.
那这里也告诉我们时间，一个是说伸出祷告的时候，并且是上殿去。
So here it tells you the time and the place, which is 3 in the afternoon at the temple at the time of prayer.
这个时间他们不是到别的地方去，正好是去，就是现在相当于我们教会去的地方。
It's basically like coming to church.
是神的殿，圣殿。
Today, which is the temple of our Lord.
那么你再看看这个人物，他刚开始就是给你交代有彼得和约翰。
And it tells you who is coming to the church.The temple, which is Peter and John,
不是单纯的彼得或单纯的约翰
，not just Peter or John,
而是两位
，but both of them together.
一位是主的大弟子
，one is the first disciple of Christ.
一位是神主耶稣基督最爱的门徒
，and another who is the most loved disciple.
他们本来都是渔夫的。
Both of them were fishermen.
那么最后他们服侍神的时候，他们都是同工的。
But after coming to Christ, they work together.
他们，我们想想，我们现在服侍神的时候。
So let us think about now when we are serving our Lord.
王传道一个人能做成多少事情
？What can Pastor Wang do alone?
就说新力弟兄很有能力，他能做上多少事情
？What can Brother Xin Li do alone?
我们需要同工。
We must work together.
我们一起来同工。
We must all be in a part of the service.
就像彼得和约翰一样。
Just like Peter and John, they work together.
那这里面他已经给我们交代了这个时间是伸出，然后呢人物彼得和约翰，那么去的地方地点发生在去这个圣殿的地方。
So it tells us here that it's 3 in the afternoon, and it's Peter and John, and they are going to the temple at the time of prayer.
如果你仔细想一想。
So if you think about it.
这里面的人物还有最高的人物在里面。
There's another above Peter and John.
什么人物
？Who is that？
祷告的时候，祷告我们的对象是谁？我们向谁祷告
？It's at the time of prayer. So who are we praying to？
向神祷告。
We are praying to the Lord.
向主耶稣基督祷告。
Praying to Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我们讲要给我们交代的这个。那么除了这个人物以外，现在我们知道彼得和约翰了。
So we know Peter and John.
那么还有没有其他的人物？
And our Lord and who else?
他然后呢？他在第二节，我们一起读一下，一二三。
Next, let us read together. Next verse.
说有一个人生来是瘸腿的，天天被抬来，放在殿的一个门口，那门叫内门。那么这个瘸腿的，他是一个关键的人物。
And this crippled man, he is a key person.
他告诉是一个人。
And it was told us here to that he is one man.
生来就是瘸腿的。
And he was born crippled.
天天被人抬来。
And every day he was being carried to the temple.
从时间上讲，这个他呢，从天生就有的，是很难治的。
And as we know, a cripple from birth is hard to cure.
在当时的话，被认为是不治之症。
And at the time, it was deemed impossible to cure.
你看到是瘸腿的，知道吗
？You see someone who's crippled.
就意识到他的脑袋、他的胳膊、他的身体可能都好。
It might mean that every other part of his body is fine.
但是如果一个人我只有这种粗腿大，就是说这个大棒呢，但是如果腿不能走的话
，But if he, but as a man, if he can't even walk,
我们很多事情是不可以做的。
Then you can, It's hard for you to do many things.
生命是没有力量的。
It's, your life is crippled.
他看后面天天被抬来。
And every day he was being carried to the gates.
说什么这个病很重啊。
So this illness is, we know is pretty heavy.
对啊，他不能拄着拐杖来。
He can't push himself up.
他也不能说我就是走慢点儿去。
He can't even walk slowly or use a crane.
是被人抬来的。
He was being carried by others.
他是放在什么地方？放在圣殿的一个门口，那门叫美门。
He was being put in front of the gate of the temple, and the gate was called Beautiful.
这个门再美。
No matter how beautiful the gate is.
如果我们光是在外观上好。
If it only looks good from the outside.
那么我们不能把神的道行出来。
If you cannot live out the image of beauty.
有什么用？
What's the point?
我们想一想我们自己。
Let us think about ourselves.
我们是不是恒切的祷告？
Are we praying earnestly?
我们知戴德生牧师当年是他死在这个轮椅子上祷告当中。
So this one famous pastor, he was
我们的这个宣信博士。
He passed away in prayer.
那么戴德生牧师到最后断吹的时候，他祷告以后，第二天就来了50大洋英镑。
And on the next day, a lot of money came.
我们有没有这种祷告的心？
Do we have this heart of prayer?
我们有不仅在家里祷告了，在单位里祷告了，有没有来到神的殿中祷告？
Are we praying, during all of the our times?
我们感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
那么在这个后面这个，你说这个他是不是有一个人生来瘸腿的吗？他到这儿来干什么来呢
？So what was the man, the crippled beggar doing here?
所以这个故事继续跟你有交代。
And it tells you.
我们一起读一下《使徒行传》3:2-5，一二三。要求进殿的人周济，他看见彼得、约翰。将要进殿，就求他们周济。彼得、约翰定睛看他们，彼得说：“你看我们。”那人就留意看他们，指望得着什么。那么他来了以后，到这儿是干什么呢？需要做被人周济。我不知道。
So the crippled man he come here and he is here to beg.
我不知道大家小的时候没有接触过别人的周济。
I wonder if anyone has been given stuff when they were little.
我们小的时候兄弟四个一个妹妹。
When I was little, there was four brothers and sisters.
家庭条件很一般。
And our life was tough.
我们吃的是我姨啊姥姥他们有供给我们的。
And we ate a lot of stuff that was given to us from our siblings, from our relatives.
我们也有周围的邻居帮助我们。
And a lot of many of our neighbors also helped us.
这些周济呢，基本上都是物质层次方面的，穿的。
And they gave us stuff, of a physical nature.
我们每个人都要这样的需求。
And all of us has physical needs.
这个病本身并没有错，要吃饭。
And there's nothing wrong in getting stuff to eat.
但是这个在依照这个属灵的生命方面来比的话，
but comparing it to the spiritual things,
求的这个东西就是暂时的。
All the physical things that we go after are temporary.
按主耶稣讲啊，这些都要毁坏的东西。
And all these things shall pass away.
那么他既然来了，
but since the beggar came,
这彼得、约翰要进殿的时候。
And when Peter and John was about to enter the gates,
他有重要的事要做呀，很可能彼得和约翰他们要带祷的。
And Peter and John were about to do some important tasks.
但是彼得、约翰他们到了这个时候，看到这个被周济的时候
，But they saw this beggar.
他要求周济的时候，彼得、约翰他的态度对我们来说有可以高需要学习的。
And we should learn from the attitude.
你看看彼得，他这个约翰，他什么态度啊
？And what did what kind of attitude did Peter and John have？
比如说，这儿夺他是瘸腿的。
If say I'm the cripple.
那个彼得约翰同时来看，他定睛的看。
And Peter and John they look at me.
就是说，神的仆人，神的耶稣基督的使徒，他如何来关怀需要关怀的人
？And let us take a look at how the servants of God, take care of the crippled beggar.
我们需要定睛看他们。
We must focus our eyes on.
看他们有什么需求。
And look at their needs.
那么彼得说：“你看我们。”
And Peter said,
你看我们。”
Look at us.
那么彼得约翰呢？他给他要跟这个，他不光是对他这个要看他们，而且他有心灵的交流。
And they had a communication.
彼得约翰，因为他们不仅是这个听到，而且能够行出来。
Not only does Peter and John listen to the words of Christ,
他们不怕这位瘸子这腿不好的人看他们。
They also acted out and they asked the beggar to look at them.
想想我们自己，如果我们是不是定睛的去看需要的人了？
Let us reflect on ourselves. Do we, take a look at the people in need?
我们是不是怕别人看我们
？Or are we scared that they lay their eyes on us.
你是基督徒吗
？Are you a Christian?
神的道你遵守了没有啊
？Are you listening to the words of our Lord?
福音传了没有
？Are you spreading the gospel?
神的国你建造了没有
？Are you building up the kingdom of God?
我们要定睛看，而且做到不怕看。
Let us not be scared for to lay our eyes or being.
那么我们再看第五节，他说那人就留意看他们。
So the beggar took his attention onto Peter and John.
那么彼得要求他，你看我们以后。
So Peter asked the beggar to look at him.
那么这个瘸子哈，他呢很顺从。
And the crippled beggar he listened.
他不是说当成耳旁风，是吧
？He did not look away.
你彼得说你彼得的。
Not say whatever.
他看的时候是很留意的看。
He put his attention
上下打量着看是吧
onto Peter.
他不光是这是从这个从这个看这个眼上只看是这样。
Not only with his eyes.
而且后面这句话他说指望着什么。
He also mentioned that the beggar he expecting to get something from them.
那就是说这位瘸子身体腿脚不好的人哈，他呢从他的心里。有所期待
，and he is hoping to get something.
他在想望的最好最美的
，he is hoping to get something nice.
那么我们就再往下看
，so let us keep on reading.
那么我们看，这是彼得、约翰他们在眼神上的回应
，and this is Peter's and John's initial response.
下面的《使徒行传》三章第二节的后半部分，这是我们今天讲到的一个要点。
And let us take a look at the second half of these verses.
那么彼得他说这句话的话，他有三个部分。
And Peter, in his response, we can separate it in three sections.
我们先看一下《使徒行传》三章六节的前半部分。
And let us first take a look at the first half of verse six.
一起读一二三。彼得说：“金银我都没有。”那么这个瘸子他到这儿来，平常的人都是给他点小钱。
So this crippled beggar, when he's begging, usually people give him a few coins.
那么今天彼得把这句话前半部分一说出来以后，金银我都没有。
But Peter first said, "Silver or gold, I do not have."
那么彼得说这个话的时候，他说的是不是一个 white lie?
Did Peter lie to the beggar?
他不见得真的没有啊。
Perhaps Peter has a few coins.
彼得他是顶尖的耶稣基督的你知道使徒，并且在那个教会里应该是说德高望重的人。
Peter is a man of status at that time.
那么这句让这个瘸子失望的话，事实上他在纠正他的想法。
And this line that he told the beggar is probably disappointing to him.
他求的东西这么长时间了，一直求物的东西。
Because all this time, this beggar, while he's begging, he's always asking for physical
things. 要毁朽坏的东西。
He's always asking for things that will pass away.
都没有解决他的根本问题。
has never got to the key of his issue.
那么彼得呢，在下面就开始给他讲了一句安慰的话。
Next, but next, Peter, comforted him.
他说，使徒行传说一二三，只把我所有的给你。彼得他有什么？
What does Peter have?
他们安慰他的时候，他听了这句话以后，他心里肯定有安慰，我肯定给你些什么东西嘛，对不对？
So the beggar probably felt good because he said, Peter said, but what I have, I give you.
彼得有什么呢？
What does Peter have?
所有的有耶稣基督。
Peter has Jesus Christ.
有神的话语。
He has the word of the Lord.
有耶稣基督的名啊。
He has the name of the Christ.
那么彼得在说第三部分的时候，他令茄子特别激动的话的时候，那么我们一起读一下这黄字。
And let us look at the yellow words.
一二三，我奉纳撒勒人耶稣基督的名，叫你起来行走。我们经常一天要祷告祷告，我们说奉耶稣基督的名祷告，怎么叫奉耶稣基督的名？
So we always in our prayers say that we are praying in the name of Jesus, but how does it work?
他们彼得是要让他起来而且行走，他本来是瘫在这里， right? 他能让起来， right? 起来以后还能走，对不对？
So Peter commandedthe beggar in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and told him to walk.
所以彼得进行了这个属灵的宣告。
And it was a spiritual command.
什么叫奉纳撒勒人耶稣基督的名呢？
And what does it mean to be in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth?
这位纳撒勒人，只有这位纳撒勒人，不是河南的，也不是加拿大的，也不是美国的，一定是纳撒勒人耶稣基督。
He is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, not from anywhere else.
通过圣灵感孕的纳撒勒耶稣基督。
And through the Holy Spirit.
那么我们看他有这个奉纳撒勒人耶稣有这么几个要点。
And here are the key meanings of the Nazareth.
第一个是靠耶稣基督的名行事。
And he is acting first in the name of Jesus Christ.
不是靠彼得、约翰。
He is not acting on his own name or John's name.
然后呢，为纳撒勒人，为他而行事。
And he is acting on behalf of, Jesus.
行的是目的，不是在自己，而是在耶稣基督身上。
He is acting for the purpose of Jesus, not for his own purpose.
那么，这个耶稣基督的名在犹太语里，他有他的所有和所事，权柄的意思，所以要依靠他的行权柄来行事。
And he is acting on behalf of the power of Jesus.
不是我们要行什么，而是让他来行，不强主的。
It is not that Peter or John wants to do something; they are merely a tool by which the act is.
还有我们做所有的事情的时候，在他的名下行事。
And all these things are done under the name of Jesus.
不是川普，不是 Justin Trudeau， 也不是习大大。
It's not done under any other name.
是所做的要最后要归于他的名下。
And everything, good that comes from the act.It will come back to Christ.
所以今天听了这段道以后，奉纳撒勒人耶稣基督的名，你现在明白了，它有六条。
So you know that there are six meanings.
要靠，要为，要依靠，要让，主来，并在他的名下，并且荣耀也归于他。
You must depend on His name for His purpose, rely on His power, and let Him be the actor, and let Him.Be the name that receives all the glory, and everything you've done is for His name.
那么接下来彼得，他前面是进行了属灵的宣告。那么彼得让他走的时候，他怎么才能走起来呢
？So after Peter told the beggar to walk, how did he get up? How did the beggar walk?
我们这地方要知道我们学习使徒他的做法。
Let us learn from the Apostles.
他怎么为人？
How did he act as a person?
怎么做主合神心意的门徒？
How did he become pleasing in the eyes of the Lord?
这可能丢了一下。OK， 应该是使徒行传三章七节。OK， 我给大家读好。OK， 那么使徒行传三章七节说，于是
，In verse seven says，
他说拉着他的手，
taking him by
拉着他的手
right hand,
并且是拉着他的右手
he took him by the right hand,
他你想想他 在地上坐着蹲着的起不来了
so the beggar was lame on the ground,
他拉着手并且把他扶起来
and he was held up,
大家想一想主耶稣基督给我们讲了一个讲过一个故事
let us remember the story that Christ has taught us,
就是一个撒玛利亚人
the good Samaritan
他被一位这个强盗给打了
he was mugged by a thief
打了以后把财物都抢了
and everything of value was taken from him
他有一个人爱邻如己
and there was a good Samaritan
他不仅把他的伤口给他包好而把他扶上那个驴
not only did he bandage the guy up, but he also helped him on his donkey.
在那个旅馆里养伤。
Took him to the hotel and paid for all the expenses.
那么彼得在这里，他不仅进行属灵的宣告，而且是拉着他的右手把他扶起来。
So Peter here, not only did he command in the name of Jesus, he also took him by the right hand and helped him up.
以后发生什么呢？他的脚和就叫果子骨哈，踝子骨。
And instantly, the man's ankles
立刻健壮了
became strong.
就是神的医治
So the healing power of God.
他需要人跟他一起来同工的
Will fulfill with the actions of his servants.
神做神的部分
God will do his part.
我们该做器皿，做管道的，我们要做这个管道和器皿
And we must act accordingly to fulfill his will.
我们想想自己，我们在行事为人的时候，有没有像彼得这样去做？
So let us think about ourselves. Have we done what Peter has done?
我们最近有一个经历。
So event has happened in my life.
有一个姊妹啊，身体很不好。
There was a sister. She wasn't feeling well.
在国内花了很多的钱。
And she was trying to, she spent a lot of money.
然后来了加拿大以前，说医生也要给她开10,000+的药。
And after coming to Canada, the doctor told her the medicine will cost more than 10K.
她已经对她的病治疗不抱希望。
And this sister, she pretty much gave up on her illness.
但是这个病特别让她挠头。
But this illness is troubling her.
那么来后正好来到我们教就是说小组团契来到教会当中
and she has came to the church
我说为你祷告
and I told her I will pray for you
我们不能医治你
though we cannot heal you
但是神能够医治你
but God can
那么我们神就利用我们作为器皿
and we are the tools of God
借助一些药品
and through some medicine
这位姊妹完全的现在康复了
and the sister she feels much better
她说感谢谁
she says praise the Lord
感谢王传道啊不
should she praise Pastor Wang no
荣耀归主耶稣基督
all the glory must be directed towards Christ
是主耶稣基督医治了你
it's Christ who has healed you
她特别的感恩
and she is very thankful
那么这个治疗是怎么个治法呢？这个机制哈，它有一个。
So how does the healing process work?
它为什么说是神的医治呢
？Why do we call it the God's power?
它这个七节和八节啊，有一些要点。
And we can see some answers from verse 7 and 8.
一个是说立刻健壮了。
One is says the man's feet and ankles became strong.
还有呢，能够跳起来是吧
？And he can jump.To his feet.
可以想一想，你别看这个站着，这个对我们正常人来说，好像天经地义的事情。
Though for us normal person, we with healthy limbs, we can.
其实我们这个小脑哪有一点问题，我们站不直的。
We take standing for granted, but it's very easy for us to not be able to stand.
有问题的话，它就会这样这么哎就走起来。
If there's something wrong with your body, you can easily walk and be crippled.
所以这些要点告诉我们是神在医治的。
We know it is God who instantly cured
him. 那么神怎么来医治呢？
And how did God heal him?
这就是使徒行传三章十六节告诉我们的。
It says, it mentions how he did it in verse 16.
这也是我们今天讲的一个要点。
And this is the key message of today's message.
这是使徒行传三章六节，我们过去学过这个约翰福音三章六节，这很容易记在一起的啊。OK， 我们一起读一遍。
So Acts 3:16.
我们因信他的名，他的名便叫你们所看见所认识的这人健壮了，正是他所赐的信心叫这人在你们面前全然好了，是因为他信主耶稣基督的名，对不对？是主耶稣他的名，然后呢让他认识这个人呢健壮的。神的名就是他的特性，就是神他本身，因为信他的名是他的名，并且赐给你，赐给你这个信心，是你的信心借着你的信心，借着你的信得到了医治。
So he was healed through and by the faith in the name of Jesus.
这就是我们学到如何得医治的圣经的道理。
And this is what we can learn, and this is how we can be healed.
所以在我们想求神然后得医治的时候，看看你有没有这样的信心。
So when we are asking for the powers of healing, we must remember to have the faith in the name of Jesus.
有的时候信心太薄弱。
Sometimes our faith is negligible.
有一个学生哈，挺逗乐的。
There was a student.
本来考试成绩应该说还可以的。
He has a decent grade.
他就是在考完了以后突然觉得不行。
But after this one exam, he didn't feel good about it.
等老师一问的时候大哭起来啊。
And when the teacher talked to him about it, he suddenly began to cry.
我不活了。
He says, I'm gonna give up my life.
我要把自己用刀子捅了算了。
So I'm gonna hurt myself.
就是精神上信心上完全是没有。
And we can see from his words that he has very little faith.
他说等成绩出来的时候其实也是九十多分的。
But when the grades came out, he had more than 90.
就因为这个原因差一点没被警察抓起来隔离了，成为自杀的事件。
So the cops almost came because he overreacted after the exam.
所以我们的信心一定要在神身上。
We must put our faith in Christ.
眼仰望神。
Put our eyes on to the image of Christ.
我告诉他，如果你能够认识主耶稣的时候，你这种事情绝对不会发生。
I told him, if you know Christ, you will never act like this again.
信耶稣吧。
Put your faith in Christ.
那么这位瘸子得到了医治以后，他会说：“哎呀。”彼得呀，谢天谢地吧，太谢谢你了，对不对
？So after this beggar man was healed, did he tell Peter, thank you, sir?
哎呀，彼得汉呀，太谢谢你了，真的感恩呐。
Did he tell John, oh, thank you, John?
但是这位瘸子的回应让我们很多人感到意外。
But his response was not like that.
我们看一下瘸子是怎么回应的。
Let us take a look at how the crippled man was responding.
一二三
In verse 8,
就跳起来站着又行走，同他们进了殿，走着跳着，怎么样？只有三个字，赞美神。刚才唱诗。那么这个茄子他完全得到医治以后可以回家睡觉。
So the crippled man, after he was healed, he could just walk home and take a rest.
他也可以像现在打几个电话，哎，我的朋友，你看看我今天这一辈子第一次开始走路了。
He could go around and call up all his friends and tell them of the good.
他可以继续说，哎呀，给我点钱吧。
He could keep on begging for some money so he can probably get some food.
但是这个茄子的回应非常的好。
But this beggar, he responded in another way.
非常的属灵。
Spiritual way.
他怎么着？同他们进了殿。
He walked and entered the temple courts.
他这拉着一个手拉着彼得，一个手拉着约翰，就这么进了殿了。
He entered into the temple courts with Peter and John.
他是归向了神呢。
He turned toward God.
他要跟他们一起去敬拜神呢。
He wants to pray God together with them.
一起为他们一起去祷告。
He wants to pray to God together.
他已经想忘了多长时间了，不能实现这个梦想。
He has probably been thinking about this day for so many years.
天天抬来，为什么不抬到别的地方去？
So he is brought to the temple gates every day. Why wasn't he going to somewhere else?
他是蒙福的。
He was blessed.
他最后我们看着黄色的三个字。
Let us take a look at the yellow words.
他没有先说呀，彼得，谢谢你了，约翰，谢谢你了。
He didn't say thank you, Peter, or thank you, John.
他说赞美神啊。
He says thank you, Lord.
感谢赞美神。
He says praise the Lord.
感谢我的主。
He says praise.
Hallelujah.
God.
那我在温哥华牧会的时候，有一个经历非常让我感到安慰的。
While I was raising the church in Vancouver, I had an experience that was touching.
我一个邻居夫妻俩
，a neighbor of mine, the couple.
来了以后认识了以后，他跟我学了一句话。
And after getting to know each other, the neighbor learned from me.
大家猜一猜什么话
？A saying. What's the saying?
同样只有三个字。
It's also of three words.
这三个字也是我从我的老师那儿学来的。
And I learned these three words from my teacher.
不管走到哪里，感谢神。
No matter where you are, praise the Lord.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
所以他见了我打招呼的时候，感谢神。
And when
感谢神。
Whenever he sees me, he would just say praise the Lord.
今天这位瘸子，他就是赞美神，感谢神。
And this crippled man, he remembers to praise the Lord.
我告诉大家，弟兄姊妹们。
I tell you the truth.
我们在社会上不信主的人当中，我们说，不管你送礼也好，感谢也好，我们说都非常好。
When you are walking on the earth as before you know Christ, it's okay for you to thank this and thank that.
我们一旦信主
，But after you get to know the Lord,
一切都是神的恩典。
Everything is a blessing from the Lord.
一切都来源于神。
And everything comes from the Lord.
他的爱高过诸天。
His eye, love is unimaginable.
我们首先是感谢神，赞美神。
First, we must praise our Lord.
这是这位瘸子给我们最好的教课 teaching.
And this is the best teaching that we can receive from this crippled beggar.
所以我们在上周的时候，然后有一个，我想是一个很好的春节联欢会。
And last week, I believe that we had a great Chinese New Year celebration.
啊，弟兄姊妹也付出了一些劳动。
And many brothers and sisters worked hard at it.
特别是师母和这个 Monica 哈。
Especially our host.
那么我们就有一个好像有一个感觉哈，是师母和 Monica 或他们做了多少事情似的。
And we feel like the host, they have been taking care of the ceremony.
不少的人都开始赞扬他们。
And many people told them they did a great job.
所以我在微信上可能回了一句话，什么话
？So on WeChat, I told everyone and wrote something.
感谢赞美神。
I said, praise the Lord.
我们每一个人只不过是神的器皿。
And each and every one of us, we are merely tools of our Lord.
我们的价值在于被神所用。
Our value comes from our Lord,
帮助神做工
，and we are for the will to act out the will of our Lord.
荣耀不在地上
，none of the honors are here on the earth.
荣耀在天上
，all of the honors are in the heavens.
谢谢大家
，Thank you.
我们看到哈，就是说。茄子有这么好的回应，非常值得我们学习啊
！We should learn from the great response of the crippled beggar.
在我们日常生活中，也要继续这个事情。
And we should remember this in our daily lives.
那么我们讲了彼得、约翰，还有这位茄子。
And so we see here that there's Peter, John, and this crippled beggar.
还有神主耶稣。
And there is the Lord Jesus Christ.
肯定有圣灵在那里。
And also we As we can bet, the Holy Spirit is there.
那么大家还记得大就是这个马太福音第二十八章十八到二十节的大使命的内容
？Do we still remember the Great Commission?
他说让你们要去，让万民做我的门徒。
It says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
那么这里就给我们介绍另一批人。
And this, refers to another group of people.
它是百姓的反应。
And it, which is the response of all the people that surrounds them.
不仅仅是这个茄子的问题。
Right. It's not just the beggar.
耶稣基督的血流的不是光为茄子流的。
The blood of Christ is not only shed for this beggar.
我们看一下这个《使徒行传》三章九节。
Let us take.
我这儿九节没有了，我这在我上面。
Let us take a look at verse 9. I will read this.
百姓都看见他行走，赞美神。
When all the people saw him walking and praising God.
所以百姓他们的反应，第一个反应和这个茄子的反应是一致的。
So the initial response of the people was the same as a beggar.
这是神的大能。
It's the power of God.
是非常属灵的。
Very spiritual.
那么我们看这有人反应呢，跟这个一致，我们不做时间关系，不做详细的分析。
We will not go deeper into this due to time conditions.
那么让彼得感到这个诧异的是百姓的另一个反应。
But the shocking response of the people was it was shocking to Peter.
什么反应啊
？What's the response？
你看看第十节和第十一节一起读一下。
In verse 10 and 11 talks about this.
认得他是那素常坐在殿的美门口求周济的，就因他所遇到的事满心稀奇惊讶。第十一节，那人正在称为所罗门的廊下，拉着彼得、约翰，众百姓一起跑到他们那里，感很觉稀奇。如果是一个正常的事情的话，是吧？司空见惯的事情，他不会这样的，对不对？所以百姓觉得这个他们这些百姓还没有信主的人，对不对？他们对基督徒生命的改变总是看着不可思议。
So these people who are not Christians, they see these things and they are shocked.
那么问题是出在什么呢？他们百姓一起跑到他们那里。
So all these people they ran towards Peter and John.
他跑到 Peter 那，他当时跑到 Peter 他们那里面去。
So they all ran to Peter and John.
那么彼得他们都觉着这些人呢，就是感兴趣的不是神，而是对彼得他们感兴趣。
So Peter and John, of course, they feel like these people aren't interested in God, but in them.
就是这里要显示彼得和约翰他们两个的高度的这个爱神，把荣耀归于神这种这个属灵的生命。
And here we see how humble Peter and John are.
我们看一下医治的荣耀归于谁，就是《使徒行传》三章第十二到十三节。
So next, let us take at the glorification of the healing.
一起读一下。
Let's take a read it together.
一二三。彼得看见，就对百姓说：“以色列人呐，为什么把这事当作稀奇呢？为什么定睛看我们？因为我们凭自己的能力和虔诚，使这人行走呢 ？”Right？ 他是一个反问句 ，Right？ 意思就是说，不是我们的能力的 ，Right？
So he responded to the shocking crowd by asking them a question.
所以彼得把这个引用这个旧约的话语，然后他说：“亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，就是我们列祖的神，已经把荣耀什么荣耀了他的仆人耶稣。”
So he responded by saying, "The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified His servant Jesus."
一切荣耀归于神啊
！Of this glory.
那么今天医治的荣耀也是应该归于神的仆人耶稣基督的。
Including today's the glory of the healing shall be.
神已经荣耀了他了。
Sent to Jesus because the Father has given this glory to Jesus.
他在十字架上已经为我们完成了救赎计吗
？And all the glory of the cross has been.
我们所做的就是荣耀，就是要信他吗
？And all the remaining things for us to do is to put our faith.
除此以外，我们不需要真做什么，对吧
？And there's nothing else that we need to do.
我们看到彼得和约翰他们这种高贵的属灵的品质，自己绝不偷主的荣耀。
And so we see the response of Peter and John here. They refuse to accept any of the glory that belongs to the Lord.
那么这位瘸子他走到了医治，然后选择的路是一个正路，是一个窄路。
And this crippled man, he has chosen, he has, been picked to walk the narrow path.
一起走进了神的殿。
Into the gates of the temple.
那么我们每一个人人生当中都需要选择。
In each and every one of our lives, we face the same choice.
这个选择不是来加拿大不来加拿大的问题。
It's not whether we should come to Canada or not.
也不是结婚不结婚的问题。
Not whether we should marry someone or not.
而是在信主上信与不信的问题。
But it is whether or not we should put our faith in Jesus Christ.
在信耶稣上没有中间状态。
There is no middle ground in our faith of Jesus Christ.
我们再看一下经文呢，世人怎么选择的，他有不同的结果。
And we see the response of the people.
那么就是《使徒行传》第三章第十九节所讲的。
And in verse 19, we see.
也是我们今天正道的主题题目上显示的。
Which is the topic of our message today.
他说一二三，所以你们当悔改归正 ，right？使你们的罪得以涂抹，说这样，那安舒的日子就必从主面前来的。什么叫当悔改
？What does it mean to repent？
你自己要把自己不认识神改成认识神了。
You must turn from, not knowing God to knowing God。
对你的罪说再见了。
And say。Goodbye to your sins.
归正就是要归向神，他才是正。
And then turn to God who is righteous.
那么这样你得到什么结果呢？就是你们的罪得以涂抹。
And as a result, your sin would be wiped out.
那么在过去犹太人啊，他们写这个纸啊，写字的时候，不是像我们现在写下了踩不掉，这才是好笔啊，好纸。
In the old times, the paper that the Jewish people used is different. They like the ones that can be wiped out.
当时用的纸写上字的话是可以涂掉的。
At that time, the paper they used, the writings on it can be wiped out.
如果你悔改归正的话，归向神的话，神就会把你的罪给你涂掉了，干干净净的。
And if you turn to God, God will wipe your sins away.
所以我们受洗，我们今天讲的耶稣基督他的宝血可以洗净我们的一切罪恶。
And as we are taught today that the blood of Christ can wash away all of our sins.
所以在那安舒的日子，我们主耶稣基督到来的日子 ，right， 就必从主面前来到。
And at that time of the Lord, we can face Him.
可以见主面了。
We can see.Into his eyes.
那么我再反之再看另一个，如果不是这样的。
And so on the other side, if you do not repent.
使徒行传三章二十三节。
In verse 23, it mentions this.
我们记得在罗马书有个六章二十三节。
And we know in Romans there's a 6:23.
那么罗马书那个六章二十三节是罪的工价乃是死，对不对
？It says the punishment for sin is death.
这里面《使徒行传》六三章二十三节，我们一起读一遍。
Here, let us read verse 26.
就是凡不听从那先知的，怎么样？必然从民众全然灭绝。先知告诉我们，他早就预言好了，有一位弥赛亚要降世，他为我们死在十字架上。
So the prophets has prophesied that there is a Messiah that will come onto the earth.
他告诉我们要信他。
And we must believe in him.
然后我们就得救了。
We shall be saved.
但是如果不听不顺从
，But anyone who does not listen to him,
他的结果就是必然全然灭绝。
Will be completely cut off from among his people.
真的就没了。
They will be completely cut off.
就信的人不知定罪，对啊，不信的人罪已经定了。
So those who repent will have no sin, and those who shall not repent will be cut off.
如果你还没有信主，今天的道就给你提供一个很好的这个平台。
So if today you have not believed, there's a good opportunity for you
to do so. 给你一个真理的见证。
That you have a chance to witness the truth.
学一学这位瘸子。
And to have opportunity to learn from the crippled beggar.
悔改归正。
To turn into his love.
使罪得以涂抹
，and so that your sins might be wiped out from you，
就会得到医治的生命
and for your life to be completely healed.
下面呢，有我们有一个简单的总结。
Next, I have a brief summary.
那么我们用今天的用这个经文做总结。
Now I will summarize with a scripture.
那么我们今天的道归结到一个核心内容，就是《使徒行传》的三章六十六节和这个《约翰福音》的三章十六节。
And our summary comes from Acts 3:16 and John 3:16.
很容易记的。
And it's easy to remember.
我们先把这个《使徒行传》三章十六节一起读一遍。
Let us first read the Acts 3:16.
一二三。
By faith,
我们因信他的名，他的名便叫你们所看见的、所认识这人健壮了。正是他所赐的信心，叫这人在你们众人面前全然好了。这就是医治的主他做的，这就是医治的信心。
This is the faith and the healing of the Lord.
是因为主耶稣基督的名，他这个名能够医治。
Due to the name of Jesus Christ, the power that comes from that name.
但是这个名也是主耶稣基督，他借着他赐给我们的信心。
And through our faith in His name,
我们要做的就是对神有信心。
And all that we have to do is put our faith in Him.
所以主有信心。
In our Lord Jesus.
不管有多少困苦
，No matter what circumstances we face,
大家都不能，大概很多人都能背下这个约翰福音三章十六节来。我们再读背一遍。
And let us recite John 3:16.
一二三，神爱世人。甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。各位弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
你真的认识这位真神主耶稣了吗
？Do you truly know this, Lord Jesus Christ？
你是不是愿意坚定地跟他
？Are you willing to follow him？
借着他的名得医治
，And through his name you will be healed。
借助主耶稣基督在十字架上的完成的救恩，让我们得永生。
And through His accomplishments on the cross, we enter into His life.
下面让我做低头祷告。
Let us bow down our head and pray.